Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the third hour of this May 17th, 2004, Monday edition of this global transmission against tyranny, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Providence, Rhode Island, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night from 9 to midnight central at 3210. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. And we're going to continue with your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Paul, I want to get into Rumsfeld, you know, telling people to carry out the torture. I want to get into a bunch of Big Brother news as well. What are some of the other pieces of news you want to bring forward in the next 58 minutes?
The report out of German television, which details Iraqis tortured to death and the fact that dozens of these bodies are emerging out of these prison camps on a weekly basis.
And that's admitted. They beat them to death. There's the photos of the IVs, the bodies packed in ice. But these new photos are admitted real. People brutally beaten to death.
Yes, and it's not been mentioned in the U.S., obviously, but German Spiegel TV have got the documentation and photographs. And this came not from Abu Ghraib, but from a prison camp called Al-Assad, which is west of Baghdad. And the other prisoners told the news channel that the 47-year-old man was brutally tortured for 5 days and that soldiers took photographs. And that there was a cover-up with the death certificate and the autopsy by U.S. officials who said he died of natural causes. But when the body was handed over to Iraqi doctors, they reported deep, dark bruises and lacerations all over the body consistent with torture.
And there's a photo of this. It is grisly.
And on top
But I guess that's just fraternity fun, Paul. Just blowing off some steam, like the senator said.
Well, another senator, Inhofe, came out and said that it was okay after Limbaugh, and then yet another senator, the name escapes me, but he said that the torture was akin to hazing, so it's just having some fun. But on top of that, the Iraqis are saying that dozens of bodies are handed over from Abu Ghraib every week, and they are always labeled victims of grenade attacks on the prison, but very few of the injuries to the bodies are consistent with grenade attacks. So the depth of this from both Abu Ghraib and the other prisons is...
They might as well just stick a big oven on there and black smoke coming. They might as well just, you know, resurrect Joseph Mengele.
Well, exactly, but the point is that these Iraqis report that dozens of these bodies are coming out every week. So that's the depth that this has got to.
And don't worry, soon all these military police will be cops back on our streets pulling you and your family over, and they've got a taste for blood.
Well, it's the cement of blood, as you called it.
Training the cadres, it's what it's all about. How do people rationalize torturing people to death and raping women? I don't understand how that's just having a good time.
Well, they beheaded our guy. Come on, Alex. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you?
No, I'm not with the CIA. No, I'm not.
But, yeah, every neocon station you tune into, they're saying the same thing. Torture is now acceptable in the new America because these guys flew planes into buildings, so anything goes, basically.
So let's 70-90% of those taken to Abu Ghraib and others were families at checkpoints, and I guess to torture children in front of their parents is now a loving, good, wholesome American thing. I guess I'm mentally ill, Paul. I thought torturing children was bad, much less adults, but...
Well, they're saying that their barbarism justifies our barbarism, even though, outside of that very argument, as you mentioned, 95% of these people in these prisons are not even criminals, never mind terrorists or insurgents.
Well, the government's own documents say 79%, Associated Press, Army's own report, but imagine, I guess this will be the new tactic here, why you might be guilty, we have to torture you, not just you, but your wife.
It's guilty until proven innocent.
Tortured until proven guilty. My goodness. We'll break and come back and talk to Nat, Mark, Eddie, others. Get into Lord Rumsfeld.
Mm-hmm. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third hour. Thanks for joining us. Let's go straight back into your calls, and we'll plunge back into more of this vital news and information. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, riding shotgun with us as the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Paul Watson, also author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. I love that Bush clip where he's going, we're trying to reestablish chaos in Iraq so we can bring in order, you know, Order Out of Chaos. That's their slogan, is Order Out of Chaos, so get the book. Let's go ahead and go to Nat in... Nat, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from outside of Sodom, Oregon.
Okay, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question for you real quick. It seems like the globalist MO is to throw red herrings out and then pass legislation. Can you guys comment on what the deal is with Syria and the sanctions, and then I'll just get off?
Well, I mean, just what you just said. They want to go into Syria. They wanted to go into Iran. 60-plus countries left on the public PNAC hit list. And so this is softening Syria up for the invasion. And Syria has been desperately trying to grovel and comply. Almost every week, our fighter bombers and helicopters and warthogs have been slaughtering Syrians up and down the border. So there's already a war going on there, just like there was a war against Cambodia. Comments, Paul?
Well, yeah, even during the Iraq war, they were bombing buses that were going into Syria to try and spill the war over the border. Also, Israel has been advised by their equivalent of PNAC to attack 15 different Middle Eastern cities to take out any WMD capabilities, and that obviously includes Damascus in Syria.
And this is all P2OG, the $7 million Pentagon program, to attack countries, to get them to attack us, to widen the war.
And also Israel have been recommended to attack Iran. On the flip side of the equation, we've also got confirmed reports that China are still selling top-grade missiles to Syria. So maybe a later attempt to involve China in the war, which we suspected all along was the ultimate, you know, the ultimate
Meanwhile,
goal.
Rumsfeld's handing out nuclear reactors like hotcakes.
Well, yeah, to Pakistan, who were allies with China, who then, you know, passed them on to North Korea. So it's just one big whirlpool of nuclear weapons trading between so-called adversaries.
But we've got to have some control freak at a checkpoint search our car because it's homeland and things have changed. Meanwhile, they're proliferating weapons of mass destruction like it's going out of style.
Well, exactly. They're the chaos mongers, and they're begging for North Korea to, you know, hit Hawaii or whatever.
Yeah, putting out battle plans to attack them, trying to push them into it.
Yeah, no,
suspicious bombings that almost kill Kim Jong-il.
And somebody like Kim Jong-il with the largest collection of Daffy Duck cartoons in the world is obviously insane enough to fall for something like that. So
who has a 30-something story pleasure palace. And by the way, folks, the good old boys going, nuke them, nuke those, nuke, nuke, kill everybody, kill, kill, kill. It's your daughter, it's your son that's going to be drafted to go fight all this. And it's your bosses that sold all these weapons. So I know being soft and thinking you're tough and being a wimp, you think war's real cute. Believe me, it's not cute. It's not fun. It's not neat. You idiots. Just wait till your sons and daughters come back with their arms and legs blown off and you're changing their diapers. We'll see your neocon tune then. I mean, this is sick, Paul. War is sick. And to watch them start wars, watch them create wars, watch them create boogeymen, I'm sick of it. Are you sick of it?
Well, yeah, but they get away with it because they've boiled it down to a sports mentality where it's us versus them. And while it's true that North Korea, you know, has this network of gulags with 200,000 people in them, the people getting bombed and killed will not be Kim Jong-il. They'll be the people of North Korea. And they've allowed North Korea to build up this million-man army. So that they are, you know, a worthwhile adversary. They're talking about 660,000 troops for an invasion of North Korea. And North Korea are basically ready for it. Every week they put out, you know, state press releases where they say,
And look, the globalists can nuke a city and say Kim Jong-il did it, or that psychopath who has been hiding, saying the West wants to kill him, and Rumsfeld released the public battle plans to do it. You don't do that unless it's like the 10-part plan to get Japan to attack us. So that's there, or he could nuke us, and imagine the reorganization of America into the police state after the nuking of a major city.
Well, it will be the final straw, and it's why Rumsfeld, you know, was on the board of ABB, even though conveniently, surprise, surprise, he'd forgotten that as well.
He doesn't remember his trips to North Korea giving him the reactors. He doesn't remember lobbying Bill Clinton to let him do it.
Even though it's you know, in his official bio. While at the same time, he's telling Russia to stop helping Iran build light water reactors. And that's the exact same thing that he did with North Korea. He gave them the materials.
And we have the BBC and Associated Press where the U.S. and Israel have been arming Iran with the parts. Why would Israel do that?
Because they've now been advised to go and take out weapons of mass destruction capabilities in 15 Middle Eastern cities, so they need a pretext to do it.
Oh, man. Let's go ahead and go to Mark in Minnesota, then Eddie, Bill, and others. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Paul. How are you guys doing?
Fine.
I noticed that the link to the article that CBS News had, they switched the link around so that when you go to it, it's no longer the article about, you know, strange new link in, you know, Berg murder. It's Ashcroft. You know, trying to mitigate the whole situation. Oh, yeah, there's nothing here to see. But
CBS and MSNBC never used to do that, but on these key articles, they don't erase them, they just move them. Paul, can you go find the article and just save it?
Well, I found a link to a CBS affiliate in Chicago that has the same exact article, and I emailed that to you, Alex.
But, okay, will you go to Prison Planet and email it to the webmaster, too?
Yeah, I'll do that. But I'll tell you, that was a very interesting article. When I first saw that, when that first came out a few days ago, and I noticed that this Burke had Israeli papers, I'll tell you, the first thing that came to me was that Mossad ring, and then, you know, yeah, just...
Okay, if we're going to mention Berg, let's go over it. Berg's got the classic intelligence MO, leaves Ivy League school with top grades to, quote, help the world with high-tech software. He then is in Abu Ghraib prison doing work. He then is grabbed by intelligence, released 13 and a half days later, grabbed by LCIA. He's investigated not with one but two of the hijackers by the FBI in 2002. Magically them getting his passports. Now it turns out he's working with an Iraqi group under CIA control, who's been caught trying to ship out cocaine components with the Russian mafia. I mean, Paul, this is ridiculous.
It's all a bizarre coincidence.
Well, on top of that, the first point made was this, you know, on the internet, how they shift around these stores and change them. On Friday, there was a story out of the London Evening Standard which talked about how a school had organized the abortion for a teenage mother without the consent of the parents. And in that article, the first version of it, they stated that this was a program of government sterilization which had been authorized across the country. 2 hours later, I went back to that article, and that passage saying it had been a program of government sterilization had been deleted. Cue three nasty emails telling me that I make stories up, and that's what they do. They shift stories around, delete them completely, and then when we save the stories into our own format, we get attacked for it. So... you can't win with these people.
Yeah, good points. Good to hear from you, Mark. Please send us all that. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in Texas. Eddie, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Alex. How are y'all?
Great.
I had a little comment to make. You know, companies are doing research on chips and control mechanisms and all that, and I told a friend of mine who doesn't really believe what's going on. And I told him, I said, do you have any money into these chips? Because he said he had some money into some of these companies. And I told him flat out, I said, man, you should pull your money. His father is a pastor. I said, if you don't believe me, just ask your father if it's right. And he went and talked to him. I think it took him to come to the realization of what was really going on, and he pulled his money out. And if we all did that, then I think it would hurt them.
Yeah, for those that didn't see it, USA Today, huge article, it's trendy, everybody's got to get chips, everyone's going to get them, just accept it, and then these yuppies still deny that this is even going on. But no, listen, 2 years ago they had the big week-long blitz of the family getting implanted and everybody needs it, and on the news, here's how you buy the stock, really trying to push Applied Digital, which is just one of many, a front for IBM. The stock actually plunged from a couple dollars to like 30 cents. It's backfiring. People are not buying this. I mean, a national week-long ad for Verichip caused their stock to plunge, Paul.
Well, yeah, we get reports every couple of months about how Applied Digital keep going into hundreds of millions of dollars of debt. And they can't pay it back, but the boon for them is that they're owned by IBM, so IBM just keeps bankrolling them, the same IBM that, you know, produced the machines in the German concentration camps to tattoo the Jews, but the IBM keeps bankrolling Applied Digital. So even though with these massive debts, gigantic debts, the company still exists.
I think that the people, you know, if they pull their money out of these companies, the United States would just basically go bail them out, but the people would get to hang on to their money, and I think it would just cause them probably like maybe an inconvenience. Is that possible?
Well, yes, and at least you won't own a stock in the friendly concentration camp companies.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, as Christians, Baptists, and Catholics, you know, just to have your money in there to make a few monies off the dividends and you know, to find...
And by that, I'm talking about IBM when I say your friendly concentration camp company. They came up with the formulas with their international business machine of how tall a woman is, her age, they'd measure her fat level, and they'd decide whether to blow her head off or make her a worker bee. They'd put a tattoo on her and decide how much to feed them to keep them barely alive, or if you just wanted to kill them by starvation. And, you know, people may think that they're just having fun blowing off some steam, but I think killing Jews is wrong. I think torturing them to death is wrong, too, but I don't know. Maybe you're a neocon. Maybe you think it's good.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Cutting through the propaganda, my friends. For your calls coming up, 1-800-259-9231 on this live Monday edition. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Oregon. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, just another thing here. Last night on the news stations in Portland, they were talking about how the reserves, they sign up for 4 years, I guess, with the National Guard, and they came home, their tours are all ended. Well, they're evidently somewhere in the contract they can be just simply called up for another 2 years.
They can be re-upped in perpetuity.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happening right now. And another thing I was thinking, I don't know if you've run this through, I'm sure you have, but wouldn't the Olympics be a prime place to have an attack occur to just kind of, you know, make the world all freak out at once and have some event, you know, for the election? And
well, from the evidence, the BATF did attack at the Olympic Park back in Atlanta back in the last century, and then tried to blame Richard Jewell, then tried
right.
to blame others.
Right, I remember that.
But, look, the globalists could strike anywhere, anytime. Of course, the former owner of the World Trade Center complex just bought the Sears Tower, which they say is
right.
one of the next big targets.
Good old Silverstein. Hey, one other thing. I was talking to a friend of mine that works for Public Access Channel out here on the coast, and I want to know if it's okay if we have permission to run Bohemian Grove or some of your tapes on our Public Access Channel.
Well, on a bunch of my videos, say the takeover, I say you're allowed to air all my videos,
well,
and I'm publicly telling you that you're allowed to.
Okay, excellent. I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you. Are you kidding? I'm asking you to air it.
We're going to do. I have been working on this for 2 weeks, and it looks like it's going to come to fruition.
Good. Go down there and get your own show. Do you know?
Hey, they asked us. They asked us about that. My buddy Chuck and myself. And so we're contemplating getting an hour. See how we do.
Get your own weekly show. And if you don't feel like going on live that week, just air a video.
There's some young kids around here that are pretty smart too, in their late teens, early 20s, and I like to have them on and get their perspective and, you know, kind of promote the whole concept.
Hey, look, I went and got an Access TV show 10 years ago. Then I got a radio show. Then I got a syndicated radio show. You know, I've been in a movie. Never tried to be in a movie. I'm going to be in some other movies. I'm making documentaries. I've done thousands of radio interviews. I mean, I know that if you got something to say and you know what you're talking about, all of you are leaders, and you
right.
should all take advantage of that media stepping stone that is Access Television. Thanks for the call. Let's get Paul Watson's take on putting up a website and taking action and where that journey has led him the last 3 years.
Well, yeah, when I started off late July 2001, really, on the website, my own website, getting 30 hits a day, and now with our websites combined, it's something ridiculous. You know, I've lost count. I don't even keep track anymore because it's millions and millions a month. So it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of sweat and blood, but you can build your own media platform. Now we have the internet and you can influence a lot of people. But with the caller mentioned the Olympic Games, there have been small-scale bombings in Greece over the past few weeks by these left-wing anarchists, which were created in the 60s and 70s by the CIA under what was called Operation Gladio. And there's been a lot of talk about how the stadium in Greece for the Olympic Games isn't even finished and probably won't be before the Games start. So won't it be convenient, you know, if part of the stadium collapses and it gets blamed on some left-wing anarchist terrorist group? So there have been small-scale bombings in Greece over the past few weeks, so it is a possibility, unfortunately.
Let's take one more call. I'm going to come back and cover news, then take more calls. Mark, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling in from Washington, Alex.
A lot of calls from Washington. Go ahead.
Well, you know, something you said really struck me, and basically what it was, you know, how long are people going to sit and watch what is happening in this country, knowing that, you know, what happened in 9/11? The bombings in Spain, all of this coming down over and over again. How long are we going to sit back on our rear ends and do nothing? How long is that? Is it going to take the American public to wake up and realize that these, you know, these tyrannical, greedy, very rich men are doing all this by design to bring us into this new world order?
Powerful people don't do mean things. They're in power because they're nice, because they're not ruthless.
Well,
I mean, let's just give our freedoms up and take microchips and everything will be okay. It's not scary to have the TV and print media telling us to take chips. That's a good sign of freedom, man.
Well, you know, I look at it this way, Alex, that, you know, the Illuminati had done their homework. They've infiltrated basically every bit
of the Christian church wasn't run by the New World Order, this wouldn't be happening. But they took us over from within.
Absolutely. They took us over from within. So when are good patriots going to realize that we just can't sit back and do nothing, that we have to speak out, that we have to do what you and Paul said, that we have to step up and be leaders? I've started a radio show myself. It's called Beyond the Veil on American Voice Radio, and myself and another gentleman.
Good.
Good.
Thanks for the call. That's wonderful news. We'll come back, get into all the torture, a bunch of news we haven't covered, a bunch of Big Brother developments. With Paul Watson, I'm Alex Jones, and again, the website's Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we've gone over a lot of the top stories, haven't covered some of the Big Brother and energy news. Also, we'll take a bunch of calls the last 10, 15 minutes of the broadcast for those that are holding. Just be patient. If you'd like to join us, it's 800-259-9231. Paul, though, here in just the next few minutes, I want you to plug PrisonPlanet.tv, and I want you to plug Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, your book. Tell folks about that.
Okay, well, with PrisonPlanet.tv, I've actually posted a video on PrisonPlanet.com, which is a segment, three-minute segment of one of Alex's mini-documentary presentations, which, you know, are posted on PrisonPlanet.tv for members numerous times weekly, so people can get a sample on PrisonPlanet.com. We've got video, obviously, from Alex's TV show, every audio interview on the Alex Jones Show, print reports, which are only available for members, dial-up options if you've got a slow internet connection for the videos, and it's only 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year, 19 cents a day if you subscribe for a month, and we've already added a lot to the site. It's going to get bigger and bigger as the weeks and months roll on, so it's definitely worth probably saving some money and getting a yearly subscription, because in a year, the amount of content that's going to be on the site is just, you know, gargantuan, so it's worth going ahead and getting the full year. With the book, Order Out of Chaos, it's 320-odd pages,
full of photographs, diagrams, documents. Many people have said, I'm not blowing my own horn, but many people have said that it's, you know, the most well-documented so-called conspiracy book out there, because at the end of every page I produce a list of sources which people can check out for themselves. And
yeah, Paul, you need to take all those newspaper reviews you've gotten that we've never even talked about, just random newspapers giving it great reviews. We need to post those, but go ahead.
Yeah, and there's also a section on torture. You know, 2 years before this whole thing broke in the mainstream, I was talking about it in my book with quotes from people like Alan Dershowitz, who said that it was necessary after 9/11 to torture people, and he's a liberal lawyer. So there's a section on torture, because we were blowing the whistle on it 2 years before the mainstream did. So sections on police state, Big Brother, obviously 9/11, weapons sales, the whole order out of chaos scenario, government-sponsored terror across the world. So it's definitely worth getting a copy of the book.
It's $19.95. You get a second copy for $11.95. You give us a gift when you buy one. And we carry George Humphrey's books on tape, my book, Descent to Tyranny. It's $12, over 200 pages long. My videos, other videos, Jews for Preservation of Farms, Ownerships video that's about mass murder after gun control. I need to get that, Innocence Betrayed. I need to get my 9/11 films. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure shopping cart, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And look, your friends and neighbors won't listen to you when you give them just one piece. Like, the government did 9/11 because the White House called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly to New York that day. Or, you know, oh, Bush flew out the Bin Ladens. That isn't enough. When you give them literally thousands of pieces of evidence, it just breaks their conditioning. Almost everybody that will watch these videos will read these books and then check out the claims we make that we neurotically document on the websites, which is an ongoing, growing bibliography of our films and books. They will wake up and come out of the darkness. So go to Infowars.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139, or write to us. Paul, I want to get into all this other Big Brother news and some energy news and then take some calls here in a second, but Rumsfeld, I mean, he was on TV saying torture was good the last 2 years. They had CIA section chiefs in the magazines and newspapers saying it. Now it comes out that Pentagon officials are telling the media, yeah, he did order us to do it. They're all getting worried, so they're saying, look, we were ordered by Rumsfeld. The low levels say we were ordered by this general, by these contractors. They say we were ordered by Rumsfeld. He's publicly been saying it. I mean, the media could play clips right now of Rumsfeld bragging 2 years ago about this, Paul. So where do you see all this going now?
Well, if they play it right, then a few level people get burned if it goes to a situation where they need to, you know, display some kind of reaction, then someone like Rumsfeld will be forced to step down. And now we know the name of the program. It's called Copper Green, and obviously it was transferred over from Guantanamo Bay, where the torture was already instituted. And the justification from Rumsfeld, he complained that they were not getting enough information from, you know, both these Iraqi prisons and Guantanamo Bay. So he went ahead and gave the order for this abuse and torture to take place. Now, because the LA Times reported that no leaders of Al-Qaeda found at Guantanamo, and we know that the people in the Iraqi prisons are taxi drivers, people who sell alcohol, children who steal biscuits. So is it really a surprise that they got no information out of them, because these weren't real Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, Rumsfeld knows they flew the 8,000 Taliban Al-Qaeda leaders out of Afghanistan. They know all this. They paid off the generals in Iraq beforehand. Rumsfeld's on tape saying that. So this is about creating a cadre of torturers, and you've got Rumsfeld in there flogging them to give me more, do more.
And if this was about, you know, obtaining information, then why are they torturing goat herders and shoemakers and not Saddam Hussein? We've got this big media circus about how they're threatening Saddam with exporting him back to Iraq, where he's going to face torture. So they're basically saying that they're not doing anything to Saddam. And maybe, you know, he called in a few favors from his ex-CIA buddies, but no discussion of torture and Saddam. It's all about torturing children and taxi drivers.
Again, Rumsfeld in firing line for, quote, clearing abuse of prisoners. We've got CIA wrong on Iraq mobile weapons labs, Powell says. Reuters, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, was wrong about Iraq's reported pre-war mobile biological weapons laboratories, a key part of the case about suspected weapons of mass destruction. But they didn't just say it before the war. They went right to the inspected sites where they'd looked at it as early as 92. These old British trucks, which had serial numbers, were in Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia for pumping up hydrogen surveillance blimps. They knew what it was. The U.S. had bought a bunch of these from the British that make one of the premier models of it. They knew, just like they knew the mass graves was a dead exchange program between Iran at a declared site. So they premeditatedly went around. But now Powell has said it's fake. The generals have said it's fake. But still the neocons are on TV, Paul, saying they found mobile weapons trucks.
And they will continue to do so. And the moment right before Powell went ahead and admitted that the mobile weapons trucks were fake, as we already knew, that was the very moment where his aide tried to pull him from the interview and turn the camera to face a palm tree. So some of them don't want that to get out. But as you said, Powell's admitted that. Bush was told, his handlers knew, that the Niger Uranian transfer claim to Iraq was false, and yet they still went ahead, Bush's scriptwriters, and put it in his State of the Union in January 2003. So they knew these claims were all false before the Iraq war started, and it's only coming out now with some of them that they were false from their own mouths. But we've been reporting on it for 18 months or more.
Oil strikes new high on supply fears, also Reuters. Oil prices struck a new record high today on simmering concern that rapid fuel demand growth will outpace global supplies at a time when traders fear a sabotage attack on Middle East oil infrastructure. They've ordered oil production to cut back. This is all just a profit-taking going on right now. And then they're going to lower oil prices later and give you a national gas tax through the satellite boxes in your cars. Paul?
Well, yeah, they've just acquired, you know, the second largest oil fields in the world, so surely a more plentiful supply would bring prices down. But that's not the case, because if you inflame the Middle East, just like with the Israel-Palestine situation, you keep the prices high. And the Saudis, apparently it came out from, I think it was one of the whistleblowers, that I think it was O'Neill, that they're going to lower the prices right before the election, and the economy is going to be great for a month or so before, and Bush is going to get re-elected. Now, obviously, it doesn't matter who gets elected, but if they plan to keep Bush in, then the Saudis might go ahead and lower those prices right before the election.
And again, the Saudis only get about 20% of the money. If there was a lack of oil or supplies, you would see oil companies not registering record profits.
Exactly. Halliburton just announced record profits.
They all have. Suicide car bomb kills Iraq Governing Council chief, the counterpart of Chalibi, his main competitor. A suicide car bomber killed the head of Iraq's Governing Council Monday, increasing fears that instability will make a new Iraq government unable to function when U.S. occupiers hand it over in 6 weeks. They're not handing it over, number one. It's a new puppet council appointed, but on top of that, what do you think the killing of Izzeddin Salim, the Shiite leader, why do you think that happened?
I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures, but if they show giant craters, then odds on it wasn't a car bomb. It was a missile attack, like most of them are. But with this handover, there's this whole debate where they're saying that the new Iraqi government, which they install, if they ask the U.S. to leave Iraq, then they will do so. Now, that's a complete smokescreen, because obviously they're not going to tell the U.S. to leave Iraq, because they're putting these people in. They're not elected, not freedom. So they're not going to ask the U.S. to leave. But, you know, it's this, they present it as this big thing so as to make people think that it is a liberation and a new government, a sovereign government, when it isn't. When BBC report that they won't even have the power to make any new laws.
All right, Indian markets crash on turmoil, Reuters. Indian stocks plunged as much as 17.5% today in their biggest one-day fall ever, as it became clear the new leftist-backed government could be unstable and slow the pace of economic growth.
Well, I don't know what's going on with that, but
That's the granddaughter of Gandhi.
But they do, I estimate, because they're still selling weapons to both India and Pakistan, and the maybe it was to do with the fact that Vajpayee was ousted and this new government came in. Maybe it was to do with the fact that 2 weeks before he went, he came out in a public press conference and said that the US was still trying to sell him nuclear bombs. So maybe that's got something to do with the fact that he was ousted from the government and a new government was put in.
Okay, now shifting back into the torture, we have Limbaugh. Go ahead and get that clip ready, Stephanie, please. A Limbaugh clip. Saying it's just hazing, just blowing off some steam, just having some fun. We have Senator Inhofe saying that, and then now we have Iowa Congressman, abuse little more than hazing, AP. Representative Steve King says the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. soldiers was little more than hazing. I'm reading off a script here. In the statement in Friday's Des Moines Register, the Iowa congressman said the mistreatment of Abu Ghraib prison does not compare to what Iraqi insurgents have done to Americans. So now it's okay to rape people and kill them because, well, it's good when we do it, bad when they do it, Paul.
Now, that's the doublethink. The military report, which was came out before these new photographs, which we're not allowed to see, that very report said rape and torture. It's not just humiliation, as they call it. It's beating people to death, and that is not hazing.
U.S. turns to private sector for spies. Financial Times article about how your private companies, your grocery stores, your banks are working for Homeland, uploading everything you do. That's for IRS cases, child support. This is all Homeland's new job.
Well, yeah, most of the big office, you know, the big office space is now mandatory email monitoring, cameras focused on every employee, so phone calls traced. Obviously, that's been going on for years, so they're getting people ready for it in the workplace.
Here's another one. Bush and Blair speed up exit strategy. The Herald, of course, we said they're going to have the UN as the new viceroy boss, will be a subsidiary, Britain and the U.S. This was planned beforehand, before the war. Romano Prodi said, I've met with Bush, we're going to come in after, and then they play the part of the savior. This is totally set up. Oh, America's evil. Something must be done. We must have a global government to deal with that crazy cowboy Bush, and here it is. Tony Blair and George W. Bush have speeded up their work on a new plan to ensure the new Iraq administration to be set up on June 30th is to be sovereign government supported by a new UN resolution. Paul?
Well, yeah, that UN resolution they're hoping will include troops from numerous different countries. So even if they do pull out, they're only going to send a new batch of troops in to replace them. It will be a different mask on the same regime in there. It's not a sovereign government.
All right, here's VUNet, VNUnet. UK considers electronic borders technology publication. Government agencies collaborate on plans to track every UK arrival and departure. Then it goes on that every citizen will be tracked by an RFID national ID card. That's to stop the illegals that the government brings in to begin with, Paul.
Yeah, Tony Blair got caught organizing the secret influx of Romanian immigrants. He was in secret negotiations with the Romanian Prime Minister to do so. So they create the illegal immigration problem and then say that we need to take a national ID card to solve it. And, you know, eye scans in the street now with this new national ID card for British people. So it's all directed towards us and not the illegals.
That's exactly what's going on. But the UN wants to save farmers of the third world, ABC reports. Third world farmers need biotechnology, the UN says. They're going to help make sure that they bring in crops that kill all their other crops, Paul.
Well, that's good. If it's for global, then I advocate it. And that's another front. Yet again, the elimination of self-sufficiency with these Frankenstein crops, and on top of that, livestock tracking, which is going to be implemented mandatory in, you know, many states in the U.S. So it's
starting right now. Some U.S. troops in South Korea may go to Iraq, rotating 4,000 out of there as things begin to get desperate. Did you see this London Telegraph article? George Orwell must have written the EU Constitution Handbook. And they give all these examples of doublespeak.
Well, yeah, they say it's not about a total takeover of Britain's economic, military, social apparatus of law. And yet, the next page, they say it is. Because I've read the EU Constitution, and that's exactly what it is.
Here's another one. You mentioned it earlier. Israel urged to conduct preemptive strikes, Tel Aviv. Israel News Service. Israel has begun urging leading strategists to plan preemptive strikes against weapons of mass destruction arsenals in the Middle East. The report, entitled Israel's Strategic Future, asserted that Israel must prevent the formation of enemy weapons of mass destruction coalition through such means as conventional preemptive strikes against vital facilities. The report said the Jewish state has been threatened by biological and nuclear first strike that seeks to exploit Israel's small space as a high population density, and they list 15 countries to be hit.
Well, the most dangerous threat, as a, you know, regarding weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East is Israel. They're the ones with 400 nukes and this developing race-specific bioweapon. So I think people would need to look at Israel a little more closely before they go out and bomb other people. Very strange that you've got Israelis running around the U.S. in orange jumpsuits as well. I wonder what they were up to.
All right, we'll come back, take a few final calls from Charles in Pennsylvania and others, and one or two other final news articles. Stay with us, Infowars.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption to the lies and disinformation. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Charles in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I've heard you over the last 4 years talk about the census, the busybody census forms, the three levels. Well, today I just got a... I'm self-employed.
Yeah, they're going to have a yearly census.
Okay, well, this is called the 2002 Survey of Business Owners and Self-Employed Persons. You are required by law, Title 13, United States
yeah,
Code.
Not true. Federal judges block that. You have Fifth Amendment right. They can only ask you how many people live in a house once every 10 years. Anything else is criminal.
Well, I agree. Who would I contact to complain about this?
They have no enforcement power. I mean, they prosecuted one person in 1960 census. They ended up prosecuting them by 63 because they refused. And it's not a law. A federal judge in Houston blocked it back in 2000. One out of seven houses, one out of six houses got a 59-question survey.
Right.
Some got the business survey. Is yours over 200 questions?
No, it's only 34, but I'm not asking you to tell me what to do. But what would you do? Just throw it away?
Yeah, no, I'd throw it away.
Yeah.
And if some punk comes to your door, tell them you're going to call the police.
Okay, Alex. I've been listening to you for 4 years, and I really appreciate it. And I will be listening to the show tonight because I missed the first part.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Paul, a lot of attention on Michael Moore's new movie, which Disney dumped, Fahrenheit 9/11. I'm told from folks on the inside it only covers the Bushes, the Bin Ladens. Doesn't say Bush had involvement, just that he, you know, had prior knowledge. It's got about 10% of what's in your book and in my films, but still is important. What do you think of the film?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, obviously, but from my understanding of the reviews, it blames people like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia for direct involvement in 9/11, so it shifts the blame. But callers to these neocon shows that I listen to on a regular basis all call for Michael Moore to be arrested. So I wouldn't take it to that level. It is, in one sense, a whitewash, but it shows their desperation in trying to suppress it, that they don't even want a small amount of information to get that much big media coverage.
And it'll backfire on them like The Passion, and it will make it a liberal right paradigm, which is stupid. Bill Clinton's just as guilty as Lord Bush in the cover-up. Let us get into another final article here. Russia wants faster aid for rotting nuclear subs and ships. We're not worried about that and how they're proliferating them. We're worried about Iran.
Well, no, Russia, on a 6-month rotational basis, have these military exercises, which are all geared towards an attack on the U.S. mainland, but it's in cooperation with the U.S. government, even though they're planning to attack the U.S. So, again, they don't care. They're helping these people plan these wars.
And we're still under PDD 60, where we will absorb a first nuclear strike before, quote, deciding what to do, instead of MAD, mutually assured destruction, which held us in good stead.
Well, exactly. Mutually assured destruction ensured that, you know, many people think that the whole world should have one nuclear weapon, and then with the MAD system, it protects us infinitely from any kind of global escalation where one superpower or two superpowers gain the advantage and have a reason for starting a nuclear war. So that system has changed now.
Well, we will absorb a nuclear strike, but they say give your liberties up so you're safe, and the border stays wide open. Paul, final comments.
The websites are exploding in popularity. We've got people coming over from different aspects of this, getting really focused on the information, the important information. So just stop preaching to the choir and keep working hard, and we can back this off.
Exactly. You don't spend your time fighting with other patriots. That's what COINTELPRO does. Focus on the enemy, the New World Order. Move forward. You know you're a good person. You know you're a leader. Stand up and join us in this historical fight, or be totally and completely enslaved. Stop letting them use manufactured crises to scare you into submission. If you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You do not get safety or security. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Paul Watson, you can check him out at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, my websites. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. We shall prevail. Evil always fails. That's the way it works. God bless. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.